Go over to Genesis 1:1. That's in the front of the Bible. Are you there? Could you find it? Genesis 1:1. Did you find it? The book of beginnings. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So it says, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning. God has not changed. As he created in the beginning, he's still creating. In case you don't know it, this universe is still moving. Still going out there. God is still doing creative miracles. He's still doing them. And the best place to look, if you want to see how God does this, best place to look for understanding of this, for the realm of creative miracles, would be the book of Genesis. Look at the creator here. And so we're looking at him here. And it tells us the first creative miracles were done by the hand of God. He did them. It's him. He's doing the miracles. Verse 2 then says that it was form and void. Now, I want to just, I've talked to you about this a lot. I want to kind of maybe dig just a little bit deeper here with you for just a minute. In the Hebrew, it's tohu vabohu. Tohu and then the word vabohu. And we know it means a mess, but let's talk Hebrew here. It means a waste and a void. Kind of makes you know that between verse 1 and verse 2, there was time. Things happened. I hope you can pick that up. But the two terms here denote kindred ideas. And their combination actually, it marks an emphasis here. Tohu vabohu is telling us something when they're added together. Bohu refers to matter. Tohu refers to form. And so when you put those two things together, it's a state of utter confusion and desolation. It's just it's not livable. And that's what he's trying to say here. God came, or began to look, we'll say it that way, and he sees that there's the absence of all that can furnish what needs to be there for mankind. Okay? Can y'all get that? Yeah. That's pretty easy, isn't it? Okay. So what it said was, this is fun right here. It said that he hovered, words were cough, y'all know what I said it a million times. He hovered over the face of the deep or over the face of the waters. Okay? So he was brooding. He was fluttering. And so it said the face of the waters. And face here means to look at or to accept. Okay? Can you go a little deeper there? So I would say it was looking at him. Particles. Come on. Obeying the observer. Here's God observing tohu vabohu. And it's looking at him ready to receive. Face. Face is when you say, well, I'm going to have to face it. That means you're going to have to accept it and receive it and do something, doesn't it? So look at that like that here. So it was willing to accept what God was going to do. Understand. All creation obeys the parent force. All creation is going to obey faith. That's what God used to create. He believed it and he said, light be. Okay? So all creation then is going to obey what the originator tells it to. That's important. Okay. So, you know, if it's a fish or a fig tree or a mountain or a physical body or a physical body part or any object, it has to obey the parent force, which is going to look like God talking, God speaking, or your faith speaking. That's how it's going to look. So he hovered, Holy Spirit hovered, and he spoke. So that's the most important thing we can learn about creative miracles. What? Now just walk with me. We're going to go somewhere with this. After he created all of that, the crowning glory was he created us. So then we're created in his image. So then we do the same thing. We imagine, we believe, and we speak, and we create, right? Now I'm going to say this right here so that when we get down the road, you'll know why I said what I said. God put man on earth and gave man dominion in the earth realm.
Yeah.
So you use your faith. God gave that to man.
Yeah.
Just put that right there and wait for me. Okay? Okay, now. So now we speak on his behalf.
Right.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have God-given authority, and we can declare what he shows us and what he wants us to do. And how do we know what he wants us to do? We know what he wants us to do by the word of God, by the promises, by Jesus. Jesus shows us what God wants, and by the Spirit of God, the voice of God on the inside of you. Those are the ways you can read the word and know what God wants to do. You can look at Jesus and know what God wants to do. You can look at in the word and you see what God wants to do. Amen.
Amen.
And then Holy Spirit can give you an unction and you can know what God wants to do. What God wants to do. Now, you're like, Pastor, this is kind of 101 for us. Well, we just have to do this to get to where we're going. And never assume, church, that everybody knows what you know. People get trailed off on things that are not right. And so we walk around here and take a trail around and pull everybody back if need be. So we hear his voice and another voice we do not follow. So the question is, do you have a voice that creates or a voice that reacts? This thing, it's not working. How many times are you going to say it's not working?
Yeah.
How many times are you going to escalate over that?
Yeah,
that it's not working. That shouldn't be what you should say to any situation because you just agreed with it and made it worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. You know, we know that, but we have to be reminded. Okay, so are you a voice or are you an echo is the other question. Are you launching anything from your spirit or are you just quoting what you heard from a mental ascent? Because it does matter. And mentally, that's good, but it's not enough. It's not enough because you have to feed your spirit and you know that too. So you want to hear the word, rhema or logos, in your heart from the Holy Spirit or off the pages of the book, and you want to speak from your heart. Just settling that one more time. When do you actually get rid of evil? When does that happen? When do you get rid of evil? You get rid of evil when you launch an authoritative command from your spirit. When Jesus said, get out of him and send him into the hogs. That came from his spirit. God is spirit. God is not mind. God is spirit. Jesus was flowing in the spirit, right? Okay. Yeah, and I'll say that right here. This needs to be said. You are not the sick trying to get well. Sickness and disease comes from an outside force. You have a fountain of faith, not a fountain of fear. Fear comes from the outside. You can feel it. It's real, but it's not in you. It's not in your spirit. Your soul may play with it all the time, but it's not in you. But you were healed 2,000 years ago. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ that lives within me. When we went into eternity, that got taken care of. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That doesn't mean just saved to heaven. That's the word sozo. That actually means saved, healed, delivered. Saved, healed, delivered. So you're delivered from sickness and disease. So when you pray for someone, you actually tell that thing to get off of them.
Amen.
Not, oh, Jesus, now, I actually had this happen where we were. And praise God, the man that I taught the truth to, I backed him up and showed him the truth about it right there. And he received it. He didn't flare up or anything. And he just got back from Wyoming elk hunting, one of those kind of guys. You know, the kind I'm always called to. Anyway. But he was going, now, Lord, I'm asking you to heal this person and take this away. I'm like, no, 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 no. Lord, we thank you that you've healed him.
Yeah, that's right.
But in the name of Jesus, I command that sickness to come off of you in Jesus' name. I command that tumor to shrink. Whatever it is, you're commanding it because you have authority in this earth. Now that is the gospel truth right there. And so we need to learn that language. Have we all messed up on it? Yes. But we need to back up and look at this thing. Okay, now. Anyway, as we speak these things, the thing will obey the creative force. And when you're speaking light, darkness has to leave. Now, on our level, some people want to keep their darkness. You do what you can do. But that will actually be up to them next. Okay. Now, okay, we're going to step into the next place. We're talking about the glory. We're talking about the glory realm. Everything is easier in the glory. It is it's heavy. When glory manifests in the room, it's heavier than just the anointing you feel on your life or on yourself. The molecular structure of the room gets different. Some people can't even tell because they're just dried up. They can't feel anything. But if you're anywhere you get real sensitive to it, you'll start going, ooh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Things begin to feel different. It's heavy. It's a heavier substance. And it's weighty with everything good. Okay? It is level up. I'm going to say this to you, but you're going to have to follow me down the line. It's level up from faith and anointing. Those two are always needed. Always needed. Faith and anointing will always be something you flow in. And you'll get what I mean by level up in just a minute. Don't let it rattle your cage here. We use our faith to get into the glory realm. We worship with the faith that heaven will respond. It's like the young man who's throwing pebbles up at the girl's window, hoping she'll come down. And when she opens the window, he's going to try to think of something clever to say or something sweet to say or, you know, I love, you know, something, you know, he's going to try to do something, whatever it is. I know I'm joking, but you see what I mean? And so as we worship the Lord, we don't need to feel guilty about wanting a response from him. Amen. Well, he's going to do what he wants to do. Well, he's going to do what I want him to do too. Oh, I can't believe you're saying that. Well, I can. He loves me. And so he's going to come in. I mean, if I call Amanda on the phone, most of the time she answers unless she's sleeping. Because I'm calling her. So she's like, hey, what you doing? You know, I'm like, did you go outside and look at the moon? Yeah, we're looking at it right now. You know, I mean, they're our neighbors. We just do stuff like that, you know. But when you call on God, how much more? How much more? Well, we're crying out to him for more of him while we're in our worship longing for more of his presence. He's the lover of our soul. This isn't hard, is it? So there's some things that need to happen. I'm going to say this. There's some things that need to happen that are beyond our faith. And this is where the glory realm can get it done. Let me just say this to you and then we'll roll right through this glory thing here. But it just seems to me that over all the years, and I am a faith teacher. That's what I do. Faith, teach faith. Through every thing I teach faith. But over the years, I've watched new people who learn a few things about faith and automatically try to go after the multi-million whatever. Yeah. Now, you want to know the truth about that? It is available. However, the thing about it is the person themselves haven't built the capacity and had the experience to carry that on through. Amen. So many people then will say, well, I don't think faith works. Because I was believing for this house over here on Applehead Island. See, Margaret knows. Why are you sitting back there? You're not in your chair. Yeah, all right. You see what I'm saying? But then when they moved over to Applehead Island and they got their tax bill from Llano County. And the upkeep and the HOA and and whatever. There's so much more to it. There's so much more to what we're going to do. Okay, it's as simple. You believe in God for a boat? You have a boat, don't you? And what do you have to do after you have to wash it off. You got to pull that plug. You got to drain it off. You got to keep the sun off of it. You got to, so you can have the boat. And for people that want it, praise God, that's good. But you better be ready to want to do the responsibility with it. We always had a boat and we loved it, but we always had to take care of it, keep it covered and all those kind of things. It was wonderful, but you got to do it. So you got to use your faith like that. You gotta grow, you gotta have some capacity for what faith you're gonna have to use for what you faith in. If you faith in a baby, everybody's going, no, but if you faith in a baby, then you're gonna have to faith in everything all the way through college. You see what I'm talking about? I didn't intend to stay so long about that, but this is gonna help us in the long run. So, But if you continue to build your capacity, then you're going to live in a debt-free million-dollar house. If you build your, and so what if it takes you a few years Just stay with it. Just stay. It'd be better than not doing it at all. Well, I believe God, and I still don't have any money in my savings account. Well, keep believing. Keep doing it. Keep going. Just don't quit. Now, if there's one thing we know, and I want to, the reason why I said all this, because I want to say this to you, because this is going to be big to us in these next years. This is what we need to know. God may not have wanted you to have a certain property. He wants you to have some, but it may not have been that one. He may not have wanted you to have that particular car, but he does want you to have one. But there's one thing he always wants you to have, and that's to be well, to be healed, to have health. Always. Now, he always wants you to have the car, the truck, but they're specific. But as far as healing, Jesus healed everyone, and never held back except for those in the hometown that didn't believe that he'd do it. Nobody walked away from Jesus without getting healed. Nobody. He healed them all. Every person. Am I making my point to you? He wants you well. And as long as you're well, you can run the race. As long as you have health. Now, we are believing that here. We believe that. There are people headed this way that don't believe it. There may even be a few people in our church that thinks, well, I don't think he heals every time. But they need to read the Bible because he heals. Healing always comes. But are you looking at him? Are you face to face? Are you receiving it? Remember what we said in the Creator, because we're about to finish up on creative miracles here. Okay. In this great awakening, the creative miracles and the signs and wonders are going to be big, and they're going to pull people, and we will have a harvest of souls like you've never seen. It's already happening. It's already happening. I'm walking you through this so that you can be thinking about these things. Now, yeah, I'll say that again, Lord. Remember, I'm not saying God doesn't want you to have the land, the car, the truck. He wants you to have all that. But in that, there's a specific person you marry. There's a specific church you go to. There's a specific car to drive. There's specific land to own. There's specific places to go. There's specific ministry. But it's not that you are totally healed, is what he's looking for. Okay, that's just the point I want to make. That you can be, you don't need to cope with anything. All right. Now, so here's the thing. In the glory realm, there is no time. So we're talking about creative miracles now. So in this place, we don't need to question whether we have the faith for miracles. Not in the glory realm. We had the faith to get into the glory realm. Come on. So here's your question now. So, okay, let's say the glory comes in here real hard. The manifestation of the glory is happening. The question is, okay, so-and-so needs a miracle. Are they going to get it? That's not the question. Here's the question. Who is speaking?
Yeah, come on.
That's the question. Who is speaking? You're going to know in about 30 seconds why I said everything I said. Who is speaking? See, when we become convinced the Creator is speaking through us, then we know all we have to do is obey. Now, do you remember what I told you? On earth, you were given authority. In heaven, in the heavenly realm, God has authority. Wakey, wakey. So when the glory comes, God has the authority. The glory, in the glory, that's why barriers get broken. In the glory realm, when we're all agreeing, when we're all in unity, when there's more of a manifestation of the presence of God, and God speaks, so let's say he speaks to Jesse, and she doesn't hesitate, she just hears it and says it, that's actually God saying it, and every barrier is down, and it happens. And that's how creative miracles happen. That's exactly how they happen. Because you're skipping, first of all, you should skip your mind when you're in faith anyway of your, I don't know, I don't knows. But in this, you're just going straight into, God just said that, just do it. Just say it. Do you remember when we started this a few weeks ago, God said to us, he said, I'm going to remove hesitation from you. I didn't even know what he was talking about. And now I do. He does not want us to hesitate when we get into the realm because he wants miracles to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
That's people need miracles. People that have cancer need a creative miracle. People that are blind and don't have an eyeball, they need a creative miracle. People that need things changed on the inside, they need a creative miracle. Yeah, I'll say that. Some people are so broke, they need a creative miracle. Some people are so broken, they need a creative miracle. Come on. See what I'm saying? But those creative miracles, what I'm trying to tell you is it's easier. It's easier for us in that realm. See, we're accustomed to using our anointing. We're accustomed to using our faith. We're never going to stop using them. That's a daily life. But when we come together corporately and the glory of God manifests, he takes over in another way. Have you been to the meetings where the glory of God will fall and all of a sudden you'll hear someone bust out crying halfway in the back? Ah! And you're like, oh, here we go. And then over here, ah! And then in the old days, they would run to the altar and start repenting. Because there's a holy presence of God that comes that makes you see just how much you aren't and how much he is. Can I say that to faith people? In the glory, there's no time. So here's the key. Learn to speak before you have the opportunity to analyze the impossibility of what you're about to say. Now that just helps somebody big right there. Learn to speak before you go, huh, I don't know whether I should say that or not. I've actually, just working in my own personal anointing, sometimes I'll say to the Lord, say that again. Or who's that for? That's okay there. But when you get in the glory, just say what he says. Ears pop open. You don't need to go back and lay hands on people. Just say it. You don't need to have an altar call in the glory. Just say it. All you have to do is say it. There are people who had money multiply. This is probably really hard for some people to believe. But it's a fact that there have been people who collected the offering for a meeting and it wasn't enough to pay the budget and they were in the glory realm and they prayed over it and it became enough to pay the budget. In the bucket. Not someone running in and writing an extra check. In the bucket. It multiplied like fishes. Well, I don't believe that. Well, see, you're not in tune with the glory realm very much. They can he can take a dollar and make it five. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, man, I need to get in the glory realm. That'd be great. But you're going to see things like that. Now what's our part in this? Why do we live by faith? I can get anything I want by faith. I put my faith on it. I can get it. I can have it. We all live by faith. I minister by the anointing. I can move and flow and do whatever I want to in the anointing. But I'm telling you, in the glory realm, this provides an atmosphere for harvest. When the signs start flashing, they'll start coming. And it's happening right now. It's happening in that little church we went to. And they're just hungry. But when people start having creative miracles, yeah. And I got to say a couple of things to you about that because you need to know. You need to know what to do with it. Yeah. Give me about 3 minutes and we'll finish this up. We're doing good. I just want to go over this with you. So because Danny and I were working on this today, we're really thinking about it and want to make things clear to you. What's the difference between the anointing and faith and glory? What's the difference? The anointing, are you listening to me? The anointing is the power on a person. It removes burdens and destroys yokes. It does what happened in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to what? Preach the gospel to the poor, open the blind eyes, set the captives free, get people out of debt. All prisoners go, the ones who are oppressed go free. You know, oppression means that an outside force is pushing on you. You know, you really know right now. Okay, so... But the anointing will remove the burden for people. The anointing on your life removes burdens. The anointing on my life gives prophetic words, which removes burdens. And years and years and years, whatever's on you. Okay, now, I'm just trying to give examples. Faith, then, it's a force that brings the stuff from the heavenly realm to this realm. That's as simple as it is. We know that. So the anointing removes the burdens. It removes things and it will multiply things. It'll do all that too on a level. It'll get rid of debt. It removes burdens. It gets the yoke off of you. Faith brings the stuff from your heavenly realm to this realm. It's the substance of things hoped for. I believe I receive that. Amen. That's what God wants me to have. I believe I receive that. And then the Bible says through faith and what? Patience. A consistent way of living. Abraham obtained the promises. So faith is about obtaining a promise. Okay, now, so the glory. The glory then is the heavy presence of God coming into a place. It could be that there at your chair where you sit. It can be corporately with us. It can be when three of us are praying. It can be driving down the road. Yeah? The glory of God came into Jesse Duplantis's car, and all of a sudden he was at the exit of where he was supposed to go. Same thing with David Herzog. A lot of people have had that experience. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that there's some other people that the glory of God got on them, and they were at the airport, and God said, walk through that door. And when they walked through the door, they were in Tel Aviv. We know a man. We were in the room with the man, and in the room with the man met in Africa. I was there. I was an actual witness and saw these men where this man went to sleep and he had on his boots. And when he woke up, he had this dream that he was in Africa and he's sloshing through the mud and these tribal people are chasing him. And this one kid, he leads this one kid to the Lord in this dream. And then he comes back and he wakes up. And his boots are all muddy and he works at an oil field. So he goes and has them test the dirt on his boots. And that dirt, the only place it's found is in an area in Africa. His boots translated with him. And then he's telling the story in the meeting, and a man in the back raises his hand. It's the kid. Wow. We have to witness this. The lady called Billy Brim and Gloria Copeland one time and said, thank y'all for coming to the hospital and praying for me. I was so honored. And they were like, what? I guess a couple of angels put on Gloria, and either that or they translated in their sleep. Yeah. One of the two. Well, I don't believe this stuff. Well, it's happened. Yeah. If it's biblical, and it's biblical, and if you don't think it's going to be happening in this, you're wrong. It's going to happen more and more and more. And creative miracles are going to be right here at Victory Church. Yeah. Right here. It's happening. That's why I'm trying to walk you through it and trying to get you into worshiping God, because life is not just about you and me, church. I know we come here to build our faith, to get what we need, to worship God, but this, we are building an army that will help bring in a harvest. We have to care about this world. We have to care about people that are going to hell. And I'm telling you, we will not bring in this harvest with five programs and a party. But we will, when we listen to the Spirit of God, when we worship God, when the glory comes, we will see it. And it's upon us right now. When a tangible force, Lord, wherever they're going, thank you for helping the people. When a tangible force of God's goodness makes an appearance, it's called the glory of God. It's tangible. Simply put, so this is what you need to get out of it. The glory is an accelerator. So all the stuff you can do with faith, all the stuff you can do with the anointing is accelerated in the glory. That's what you need to know. You don't have to try hard to figure that out. Just know, you're always going to live by faith. You're always going to use your anointing, the anointings that are on your life. But when the glory realm begins to manifest, the easy button just got pressed. And it accelerates. And in the glory, there's no seed time and harvest. There's seed and harvest. Yeah. Because there's no time. The reaper overtakes the sower. The sower overtakes the reaper. Both ways. It's just going. Right now you're sitting here more healthy and wealthy than you think you are. Your children are more blessed than you think they are. Your life is in a higher place than you. Right now it is. Right now it is. And God's getting us into this. He's getting us into this. And it's not just for ourselves. Well, Pastor, I have a dream. Well, if your dream has other people involved, then it's God's dream. But if the dream's just all about you, you might want to go back to God and talk to him about it. I had to get one little mama whipping in there. All right, so the glory is the accelerator. It takes faith. An anointing to get to a higher level. You use your faith. You go in where you are. Let me say it a different way. Faith believes and receives something now. Okay? Then it thanks God that it has it, and it uses patience until it manifests. That involves time. The glory has no time. It's the eternal realm. So, whatever you receive happens. Just happens. Just happens. That's what happened at Azusa. They were in there worshiping God. It's about 75 people, church. And as long as Brother Seymour kept his head in that box and he's worshiping God. See how you laugh? Because it sounds silly, doesn't it? I will not forget. But that cloud came in there. Now, just real quick, because we need the means to the end here. There's three things that I want to tell you as we leave, or as we do whatever God's doing next. It's 7:59 right now. Three things. Mary wasn't satisfied for Jesus to just come to the wedding. Oh, my son's here. He's the son of God. I know it. No, she's like, here comes the glory of the Lord. Here comes the miracle, she's thinking. Here comes the miracle. She knew something. She wasn't satisfied. She wanted a miracle. See, we can't celebrate just the glory showing up. Come on, church. We have to see what the glory wants to give, what God wants to give. The gold came. People had gold on them. Yeah? That's a sign. That's not the miracle. That's a sign. Do you hear me? That's a sign. The Shekinah cloud, it's a sign that God is present. It's not the end. It's saying, I'm now here in this form. Let's do what I want to do. Right? So when you see these things, when you start seeing my face turn gold and Amanda's face turn or whatever, or the cloud coming here so thick while we're preaching, keep it in your thinking. Here's the beginning. Sometimes I see it raining in here and I think, isn't that sweet? But we got to press on in. If it's raining, God wants to do something. And I declare he opens all of our eyes so we all see these things. Jesus' name. That's number one. So it's showing up to tell us there's more, that there's creative miracles about to happen. Number two, for a cloud to produce rain, it's not enough to be seen and felt. Yeah, oh, there's a cloud. No. That's not enough. There must be an atmospheric pressure in the air to cause rain. Something has to happen. That's true spiritually. There has to be an atmospheric pressure happen. And so, like Moses, I don't mean begging when I say this, but we need to cry out to God. Lord, I want to see your glory. And listen to me. Get over this. Well, we need to just wait till he wants to do it. He'll do it when he wants to. I'm a friend of God. We were just talking about that. I can say something to him. If you're a friend of God, so can you. Right. Moses was a friend of God. I want to see it, Lord. I'm pressing. I want to see more of you. I want to have more of you. I want things to happen in this earth. We don't need America to be great again. We need the whole world to be great again. Every country on this earth right now is almost exactly like we are. We need a worldwide, a global harvest. So crying out is a good thing. And I'm not talking about begging. I'm talking about, Lord, we're ready. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want to see. We want to have more of you. We want to be closer to you. We want to walk with you. When we're driving in our cars, driving in our trucks, we want to hear your voice. We want to have a conversation with you. We want your glory to come in. We want to see your goodness. We want to see your goodness. David said if he hadn't seen God's goodness, it wouldn't have gone well. We want to see it. We want to see God's goodness. So that's the second thing. We need to be hungry for this. And then the last thing is, when the glory realm manifests, learn not to hesitate. Once again, learn not to hesitate. Our spirits are quicker than our minds. Do you get that? Our spirits are quicker than our minds. We must do what we do by the Spirit, not by our minds, or what worked out for us before. Well, last time we spun around and jumped up and laid hands, this happened. Well, it has nothing to do with today. It's got to go with what's going on today. What's going on today? Y'all receive this? You know, we can be a bless me club and we'll all do well, but it's just not all about us. I'm not going to look Jesus in the face and hear, well, I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You helped people come over. You pulled the people over. You helped people have miracles so they could do what they need to do. It's time to get focus off me, myself, and I. Think about what we can do for the kingdom of God. Get the clutter out. Get the parasite drag off. Think about these things. Do these things. So in conclusion, we live by faith every day. We live and use our anointing every day of our life. We use our faith for the glory. We operate in that realm in the greater anointing because God himself is moving without interference. Remember, I used to tell you this. I've told you this over the years. When that glory does come, when this awakening gets in full force, when a flood comes, there's not going to be a religious barrier that can keep it out. I say, we're not going to do that kind of stuff. That stuff's crazy. Oh, yeah, you will. You'll be dancing around with the rest of us. Yeah. We have a chandelier right here for you. Those of you out online, it's right there. I'm kidding. It's natural to us to praise the Lord. It's natural to us to dance before the Lord. It's natural to us to worship God. There are people right now going, I just think that's chaos. That's just a bunch of emotional stuff. But they haven't felt what we felt. But when the flood comes, that pride's going to wash right on down the river. You're going to see people jumping around that never jumped around before. I've seen it in my lifetime. I've seen people that were like, and they melt at the glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing. We thank you for faith. And Father, we cry out to you. We want to see your glory. We thank you for your glory. We've stepped into it some, but we're going in more because we're going to see creative miracles and the greatest harvest on this earth. We thank you, Lord, for using us, for using this body. We thank you, Lord, for using us, and we're coming in together, and we're just saying to you, show us your glory. Show us the strength that you want to put forth. Yeah, I'll tell them that. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord just said this to me. Tell them, never doubt that I would not use my power to fix anything they need fixed. Never doubt that. God will do everything he can to help you. Don't oppose yourself. When you oppose yourself, you're stopping the flow. Well, why doesn't God heal everybody? He would if he could, but he's not in authority on this earth. A person is. A person has to receive it. A person has to get saved. You can't get Aunt Mabel saved. She has to get saved. She has to want to be healed. She has to want to prosper. She has to want to get rid of the devil. She has to want to. I can tell you the reason why people don't get healed in one scripture. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know what we started out talking about here in the beginning, that God always wants to heal. But if you'll pray for people and you pray that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened, they're going to go bink, bink. And they're going to go, you know what? And they're going to find some scripture and they're going to find some truth. And they're going to find out that God's not teaching them by putting a sickness on them. They're going to find out that all the time it was them opposing themselves. And you can prove that all over the Bible. All over. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can but touch the hem of that prayer shawl. If I can just get to that prayer shawl, I'll be healed. Because I've seen that prophet or whatever he is. I'm believing he's the Messiah. But I've seen everything. I've heard about it. And I'm going myself. and on and on and on and on and on until this day. Amen.